This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode of Writing Excuses is brought to you by Audible. Visit audiblepodcast.com/excuse to start your free trial membership.
Season 9, Episode 53.
This is Writing Excuses, writing for fun.
15 minutes long because you're in a hurry.
And we're not that smart.
I'm Brandon.
I'm Howard.
I'm Dan.
And we're going to talk about writing in a fun way. Now, on the podcast, we often talk about the professional side of writing. And writing as a pro does get kind of stressful at times. And the thing is, we all got into this because it was fun, because we loved it. Nobody becomes a writer because, well, I'm sure there are some people. But most people, and I hope you listening, didn't become writers because you wanted to make millions of dollars. You became a writer because you just legitimately enjoy doing this. So during this podcast, we want to talk both about writing, perhaps as a hobbyist, and not stressing about the fun, or not stressing about the professional side. We also want to talk about if you are writing very consistently, how you can make sure that you're recapturing the fun and having fun every day as you're working on your writing.
If you've been strong-armed into writing,
yes.
I'm so sorry. We love this. I don't know what's wrong with you.
Well, no, we're coming off of NaNoWriMo, where I think a lot of people have, you know, last month, they buckled down, they wrote their 3,000 words a day or whatever, and they might be thinking, wow, writing isn't fun anymore. On the other hand, I meet a lot of people who will come to me and say, I'm just a hobbyist, or, you know, I'm not a real writer. And I want those people to know, yes, you are.
You totally are. When Brandon was pitching this idea to us to do this as a podcast episode, he used the comparison of people who play basketball. And I know I've got, you know, I don't do any game that requires legs, but I've got neighbors that play sports all the time. They'll go every Thursday night and play basketball together. And at no point does anybody ever say, well, that's too bad that you never made it to the NBA.
Yeah.
You know, you're a failed basketball player.
Right.
No, you're not. You're doing this for fun and you love it.
If you don't work on your free throws, you're never going to be able to go pro.
And yet with writing,
yeah,
we have this sense that if you're not getting paid for it, if you're not going pro, that you're wasting your time.
Right.
And that's not true.
No, it's not. I remember, you know, Dan can back me up on this. We were, you know, writers together in our early days. I can remember the moment where I realized, I just really love this. I love writing these books. It was so much fun to, back then, run to the Kinko's and print off a copy and get it bound so I could go the next day to my friends and say, here's the new book. And, you know, my readership was 5 people, you know, but they would get that book, they would read it, they would love it.
And your Kinko's bill.
My Kinko's bill.
God.
Yeah, it was like 60 bucks to print off one of these books. But everyone, it was so much fun, and I had such a thrill of finishing that book that I realized, I'm going to keep doing this. It doesn't matter if I never sell a book. It doesn't matter. You know, if I'm 70 and I've been doing this my whole life, I'm not going to be a failure because I've loved every moment of it. And if what I'm doing is I'm taking Thursday nights and writing my books, or, you know, Thursdays, Saturdays, Fridays, Monday, what, you know, I do this pretty compulsively, but the money is not a measure of how much I enjoy or how much you enjoy doing this job.
Yeah, The thing to consider here is that if you're writing as a hobbyist, if you're just writing because you want to enjoy it, you don't need to worry. You shouldn't worry about external validation.
Mm-hmm.
You're writing this for you. You're writing this because you want to write. You want to put the words on the page. I want to free you up to do that. You don't need external validation. I'm externally validating you right now. You want to write?
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. You want to write? Congratulations. You are a writer.
Yeah, I really think that there are people who are listening right now who need to hear this. You know, I remember, Dan, you were telling a story about, you know, getting discouraged because all your friends are selling a ton
of
books.
Yeah, I made this stupid mistake a couple years ago of going out to dinner with you and with Brandon Mole and with James Dashner. And if you ever want to feel poorly about yourself and your artistic success, that's a great opportunity to do it. And I came home that night just feeling like, you know, what am I doing? I'm not selling a fraction of what these guys are. Am I wasting my time? What is the problem here? And realized in that moment that that's not why I do this. I don't write because I want money. I don't write because I want to get on the New York Times list. I write because I love it. And in that moment when I considered quitting, I thought, well, what am I going to do? Well, I'd probably just end up writing anyway because that's my job. That's been my hobby my whole life. It's what I love to do. And that's why we do this.
You know, we've talked in the past about wanting to write versus wanting to have written. For me, recently, I've been way behind on getting the comic out. Okay, so way behind for me means, you know, I'm only 10 days ahead. But I would look at the artwork that needed to be done, and it felt like a chore because at the end of it, you know, I wanted to have drawn the comics. I have switched recently to using brush pens instead of technical pens. And what I found is that that switch up meant that when I was sitting down at the table and not thinking about being done, just thinking about putting the line on the page, there was something about the tactile experience, about the visual experience of, you know, 1 minute there's no black there, and now there is, and it's kind of magical. That is fun, and I enjoy that. And with that being there, I can sit at the table for hours and just draw. And then the work gets done.
You know, I think that that's really important to say. We want to talk more about that. I think there are people out there who need to hear right now that it's just go and write and love it and don't stress about becoming published. There are other people who are working so hard on this that they need reasons, or not reasons, but they need ways that they can make sure they're capturing the fun and not turning this just into a chore. And, you know, discovering new brushes and new technique is one way to do that. With writing, I think that you can do this by experimenting.
Absolutely. I talk about this a lot. If you feel like you're losing the fun, try something new, whether that is today I'm going to write a genre I've never written before, or I've always done third person, so now I'm going to do first, or I'm going to write about a character, you know, a side character in this story just for the heck of it. Or one thing all three of us have done, I know, is just outline something. Don't even have to finish it and write it, just outline a really cool idea that gets you excited.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Speaking of which, I should talk about our book of the week because there is a story. I habitually do this as a writer. I found that the way to make sure that I'm always having fun is that I'm always free to jump and try something new, that I'm not locked into one world, one setting, or even one type of genre. And one of the books that I did this with a few years back was called Legion. Well, the sequel, Legion Skin Deep, which these are very episodic, so you could start with this one. It's about twice the length of the first one. It is free on Audible right now. You can download it. It's only free for 3 more days. Okay, so if you haven't grabbed it, you need to go grab it right now.
It is, if Christmas has already happened,
yes.
I'm sorry you didn't get your present.
Yes, but as of present, Legion Skin Deep is 100% free in audiobook. It's 4 hours long. You can just go sign up for an Audible account. You do not even have to pay the money or sign up for credits or anything. You can just download that book for free. And anyone who's been listening to this podcast who has already signed up for Audible to support us or to get books, thank you very much. Here is your free present. Go download my new book for free. The story is about a guy who has a very weird psychological disorder in which he can become an expert in any topic very quickly, but that information manifests as a hallucinatory person who appears to him and is his expert team. So in the first book, he learns a new language, and it manifests as a hallucination, a woman he can see who interprets that language for him. And he has this whole, he has 40-something people who are each an expert in different fields, and he solves problems by kind of wrangling all of his hallucinations together to point them at solving this difficult problem. He's like an action hero, except he's really a middle manager, and all of his hallucinations are the real action stars. Legion Skin Deep, it is very fun. I would recommend it to you, but I'm a little biased since I read it.
Now, for a peek behind the scenes, mm-hmm. I have to ask the self-serving question here. A lot of the time when we do these really fun, I'm excited about this, I'm going to write it kind of project, we're inspired by another work.
Right.
What inspired you to do Legion?
It was the John Cleaver books. And you knew this, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it was Dan's weird take on psychological disorders, and I think it was actually Hollow City.
It was Hollow City, which is my book about schizophrenia.
Yeah, your book about schizophrenia, because we were doing the workshop, the writing group on it. I remember exactly now. And I'm like, wouldn't it be cool if he were an action star? And you're like, what? I'm like, yeah, these hallucinations, if they helped him out. And you're like, yeah, whatever. I'm like, you should write this book. And for like a year afterward, I'm like, Dan, you remember that cool book that, you know, we brainstormed that you should write? And finally, Dan said, Brandon, write the book. I'm not going to write it. It's your book. So I sat down, and the next month I wrote it, and I had a blast.
This is actually a great insight into properly managing critique during a writing group.
Yes.
Dan, write the book that you want to write. Let Brandon write that one that he's telling you your
book
should be.
It was really an awful writing group comment of, hey, you should really make this into an action star.
I did not say that about
you. No, you didn't.
I said that there is another book out there that I think you could do some cool stuff with schizophrenia for, but it was the wrong way to make a comment.
So, you know, talking about being inspired by something and talking about fun, I have been really enjoying Gearbox's Borderlands 2, especially the downloadable content. Tiny Tina's Dragon's Keep, I think, or Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon Keep. Some of the best video game writing I've ever had the joy to play through. And it inspired me to want to write stories in Gearbox's universe. And I'm never going to get paid to write stories in their universe. But I sat down and I outlined some fun stuff. And it was fun to do. And when I was done, I'd had fun. And I'd gotten it out of my system. And I didn't make any money, but I had fun. And that's
you know, I do this all the time. Legion is an example of something that turned out very well that I released. I have several what we call trunk novels. These are books I've written and put aside because I wanted to explore a new genre. And I think that a lot of newer writers have trouble writing things that they know aren't going to get published. I was working on one of these books. I wrote a book called Death by Pizza. It is urban fantasy.
Oh, I remember that.
It's not very good. And as I was writing it, I knew it wasn't very good. I have another one. It's a screenplay that I wrote. Not very good. But I wrote it to learn things and to practice things. And then I put it aside and said, I'm never going to publish this. It was a blast to write. But I'm not publishing it. I do this all the time with my published novels. I will write the viewpoint of a character I'm not intending to put in the book, behind the scenes, for me to get to know that character better. And also kind of just refresh myself. Sometimes I stick them in, sometimes I don't.
Yeah. You see this with so many other art forms where people will do a concept sketch or, you know, a style guide or something like that. You'll see this for movies. We love looking at those. You know, this is the design for the monster, all the designs for the Star Wars monsters that they didn't end up using. Those are fun. And you can do that as a writer, you know, describing all of these things or saying, I'm just going to write this scene because it sounds exciting. And you might never use that. And you need, I think, to not slave yourself to the idea that everything you write has to be important or publishable. Just write it because it's fun, because it gets you excited, and can help you write the real thing you're working on.
Yeah, I've got a couple of pages of campy film noir, private investigator, first person stuff, which I wrote just because I wanted to play with that POV. It is totally unusable. Mm-hmm. But everything I put on the page was me having fun, being over the top, clever but not clever. It's a riot. No, you can't have it.
So those of you listening who were thinking, you know, the other way, you were not thinking like, you weren't the one who was thinking, oh, I should be okay just doing this in the hobby. You're like, I want to be hardcore. I think what we need to give you as a present is it's okay to break your deadlines now and then. Even as a professional writer who has a decent reputation of keeping deadlines, once in a while I call my publishers and I say, I need to write on something else. Now, we've talked about on the podcast the importance of keeping deadlines, of meeting deadlines, of making deadlines for yourself, of setting goals. And these are all very important. I don't want to downplay the importance. And as a pro or as a semi-pro, it is important to keep your promises and things like this. But I am giving you the permission right now, if you are worried about the fun leaving your writing, I'm giving you permission to break a deadline, to put a book aside, to go and write something just because it was fun, because you need to remember how much you enjoy this and what a blast it is to be a writer. And if you ever lose that, it's going to be very dangerous for the quality of your writing.
Doomed, I say. Oh, wait, we want them to be happy.
We want them to be happy.
You know, that could be a great writing prompt. You know, everyone listening to this, you've got that one thing that you really want to write that you haven't let yourself write yet. Go write it right now.
I think that we can do that. We are out of time. And so that's your writing prompt. Write that thing. Write that thing, that idea you had that is just a goofy idea. Or you're like, oh, I can never do that. It's time to write that thing. Make that your New Year's promise to yourself that you'll write that thing, whatever it is. This has been Writing Excuses. You're out of excuses. Now go write.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.